Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our Lady was given the mission to bring the Savior to the world, and she still has this mission to bring Jesus to every heart. Thank you, everyone, for responding so generously. We are in the last 2 days of our Advent challenge. Help us serve the mission of Our Lady to bring Jesus to all hearts. Click donate below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It's a common occurrence for us to be unable to make a decision. We just can't seem to commit to a course of action. Sometimes this is called paralysis by analysis. I can't make up my mind. It's a kind of procrastination, beating around the bush. I can keep putting off the big decisions. And the real problem is, I just don't know what God is calling me to. This is a really dangerous problem to have. You can't become excellent. You can't create anything of value, and you certainly can't serve others in love if you can't commit. So why aren't people able to settle on a course of action? Why can't they make decisions? Why can't they follow through? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The real reason people are unwilling to choose, unwilling to commit, is because they're afraid. They're afraid of choosing wrongly. They figure, I only have one life. If I mess that up, if I screw up my big decisions, if I choose the wrong major or the wrong career path or the wrong spouse, then I'll be stuck living a second-rate life. So I'd be better not making a decision until I have absolute certainty that it's the right one. The problem with that line of thinking is that you can't have absolute certainty in prudential decisions. You can know with certainty what not to do. For example, you should never murder anybody, and you should never blaspheme. But you can't know with certainty what you should do in any given situation. That's because in any given situation, there are always countless factors to consider. And so, when making a practical decision, you can never be sure that you're not missing a crucial element. But if you can't have certainty in your choices and commitments, how can you be sure you're not screwing everything up? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The only solution is to trust that God, who does know all the crucial factors in any situation, will be able to guide you and even to draw good out of your imperfect choices. That doesn't mean that God is going to give you explicit directions on what to do. God gave us the capacity for prudent decision making, and He wants us to use it and to take responsibility for our own decisions. He wants us to consider, to decide, and then follow through. So don't sit around waiting for some kind of mystical private revelation telling you what to do. You need to take responsibility, make a decision, and then have trust that your Father who loves you will guide you in right paths. That's exactly what happened to Saint Joseph, the greatest saint next to Our Lady herself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There was a man named Joseph, and God had a plan for him. God's plan was to adopt the entire human race as his children. We were to be adopted by God. But before that, God wished to be adopted by a man. And that man was Saint Joseph. But God didn't tell Joseph that plan. God usually doesn't tell us what his plan for us is, so don't expect him to. And when Joseph found out that his betrothed was pregnant, he had to come to a decision as best he could with the information available. Joseph was a just man. He did his best to make a prudential decision, and he decided wrongly. He decided to divorce Mary quietly. So what does God do? Does God say, "Well, Joseph, I have this great plan all lined up for you. You are going to be the foster father of the Son of God and the husband of the Queen of the universe. But since you chose wrongly, well, now you'll just have to settle for second best." No, of course not. God wants us to use our intellect and our will as best as we can, but then he supplements for our limited judgment. He doesn't leave Joseph to his own devices. He sends an angel to steer him back on the right path. So don't be afraid of discerning wrongly, of judging imperfectly. As long as you're trying to do the will of God, as long as you want to do the will of God, as long as you're not avoiding commitment, the Lord will direct you the way he wants you to go. A Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are two great principles that we learn from the discernment of Saint Joseph. The first is that God loves you and has a plan for you, and God is going to help you fulfill that plan. He's going to guide you and watch over you and do whatever he can to help you realize an astonishing and unforeseeably magnificent destiny, so you can trust him with your life. The second principle is that God wants us to take responsibility for our own lives. God doesn't send his angel to guide Joseph until Joseph has done his best to make a decision based on his own prudential abilities. So you can't shrug off responsibility and put it onto God. This is your life. You have to pray, deliberate, consider, and then you have to make a decision about how you're going to serve God. And whether it's a decision about whom to marry, what job to pursue, what parenting decision to make, where to invest your money, whatever it is, remember, you're never going to be certain that you're making the best possible decision. But you do have the best possible God watching over you. And if you entrust yourself and your decision-making to him, he will draw good from whatever poor efforts we put into trying to serve him as best we can. Trust him. Be at peace and rejoice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, do you take any consolation in the struggles Joseph went through in making decisions?
There's something especially about, there's no better discernment than sleep with Saint Joseph throughout his story that I find very, very encouraging. But this reminded me especially of a lot of conversations I had with a friend in college that very much felt this way about, like, what if I make the wrong choice? And they don't just think that it's, there's no take backs. It's, I will live the wrong life, that I will miss the right life, that there's only one right life for me to live. And it's kind of like thinking that there's only one path to a destination. And if the moment you get off that path, it's gone. You will never get back on it, and there's no other way.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you really know a city, or even better, if you're in a city and you've got a guide with you, you can get as off track as you want, and they're still going to say, okay, if we turn here, we can start heading towards that destination again. They can even say, maybe we're going to backtrack. Maybe you're going to repair that relationship that you've just burnt. Maybe you're going to go back on some of the things you've said here. But there's always a direction towards that destination, and it's not just a straight path.
Yeah, well, I like what you're saying, because we have a guide, God, obviously, but his providence means he's overseeing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's constantly guiding all of our human efforts toward the greatest good.
Yeah. And it's so different from like Calvinism of predestination, of, oh, there is no wrong path. There's just a path that you're on and you're stuck and you're not making choices. You have a guide who's saying, if you listen, I will get you back to the destination. That doesn't mean that you can't get lost. You can. You can choose not to listen to your guide. You can choose just not to walk the path at all. You can choose not to walk at all, not to make any decisions. But I think especially younger people get into the place of, I can never change jobs. I can never move cities. I can never, once I choose my major, I can never change that. And I can never go back. And there's no life after you've started down one path.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because you realize at some point in your life, everything is so malleable. And as long as your destination, your objective is heaven, unity with God, that's always on the table.
If we want to serve God, then as we make choices, He will keep, how shall I say? He will keep guiding, nudging, mm-hmm. moving everything.
Yeah. Recalculating.
Toward Him. I liken it to a conductor in an orchestra.
Mm.
And we all have an instrument. And we have, we can be paralyzed. What if I play the wrong note? But all we have to do is just start playing. And God has a way of harmonizing. Mm,
the great Tolkien analogy.
What's that?
This is how he describes the creation of the earth with, or Middle Earth, I should say. Oh, someone's going to so correct me on that. I've probably already said something wrong. Of they sing the world into being, and even those who sing intentionally out of tune and in dissonance is woven into the music in a way that still sounds beautiful.
Yeah. But I love it because don't be paralyzed so that you don't play. Just play and He will turn it into a magnificent. Yeah.
Pretty much any dissonant chord will sound good once you resolve it.
Yeah. But that's it. With His providence, He keeps resolving it. Just play.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the intention, I want to do the will of God. Do the best you can. Just keep making decisions. Just keep, because we just keep moving forward. The only problem is to stop making decisions. Stop playing. I like this right before Christmas because there's probably a lot of things weighing on our minds as we go into Christmas that it caused stress. Let's entrust all of those decisions, the decisions of the past that we might regret, the decisions of the present or future that we might fear, and let's just entrust them to the little baby in Bethlehem because He will guide all of our decisions to a magnificent end, just as He did for Joseph. So thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.